The impact of wheelchair weight distribution and human physiological fitness on overground maneuver. Jute Lin, MS, PT, Steven Spriegel, PhD, PT School of Applied Physiology, Georgia Institute of Technology, Atlanta, GA. Abstract. The purpose of this study is to identify the relative influence of wheelchair weight distribution and human physiological fitness on the performance of freewheeling activity. We quantified weight distribution of wheelchair systems with subjects seated. We also evaluated subjects' fitness by doing a multi-stage arm cycling exercise, and measured oxygen consumption to demonstrate how much effort was required for subjects to propel themselves. A coast-down test was further applied to understand the impact of wheelchair weight distribution on overall friction. We found that weight distribution had a greater impact than physiological fitness on propulsion effort. By analyzing our regression model for weight distribution, we noted that subjects using their wheelchairs with greater loading on drive wheels tended to reduce propulsion effort, whereas the influence of physiological fitness was not significant. By examining the friction parameters, we found that loading on drive wheels tended to increase friction in turning but reduce friction in a straight direction. Overall, these study results indicate that the loading on drive wheels is helpful in reducing propulsion effort through changing overall friction in different manners. In clinical application, optimizing weight distribution via axle adjustment or reconfiguring wheelchair designs might benefit users. Background. Compared to ambulating, propelling a wheelchair is less energy efficient. 1, 2. Greater propulsion effort can lead to difficulty in achieving desired speeds, a higher probability of fatigue over long bouts of mobility, and difficulty negotiating inclines. Over time, the accumulation of expended effort can potentially cause injuries in the upper extremities, a complication in MWUs that has been thoroughly studied. 3, 5. These issues of mechanical efficiency and effort have motivated a substantial body of research targeting improved wheelchair propulsion at the component level. Such work can be roughly grouped into 1. Studies of components and mechanical systems, and 2. Studies of biomechanical propulsion pattern and physiological capacity. Studies related to mechanical systems have focused on rolling resistance as a function of the wheelchair, 6, 7, the tire design, and material, 8, 10. Many other studies of propulsion behaviors have focused on biomechanics, 11, 13, with respect to various wheelchair configurations, or with respect to exercise training on propulsion capacity, 14. However, these studies do not fully translate to clinically useful knowledge because they do not reflect the complex interactions among wheelchair components on a systems level. Furthermore, no studies have looked into the relative influence of wheelchair designs and human factors on wheelchair propulsion, especially on daily maneuvers including accelerations, decelerations, and turns. 15. The goal of this study was to understand the impact of wheelchair weight distribution and human physiological fitness on an overground maneuver designed to reflect daily activities. This study also addressed how weight distribution would influence overall friction across wheelchair users and designs. Method. Subjects. This study recruited 15 full-time manual wheelchair users, 14 subjects with spinal cord injury and 1 subject with traumatic brain injury. 3 subjects had a cervical injury level and 12 subjects had a thoracic injury level. 14 subjects were males and 1 was female. The age range from 24 to 58 years old. Protocol. Subjects made 2 visits to complete the whole experiment. During the first visit, we quantified the mechanical properties of wheelchairs by measuring system mass, inertia, weight distribution, and friction. To evaluate the performance of wheelchair propulsion, subjects were instructed to finish overground maneuvers on both tile and carpet surfaces using their own wheelchairs. During the second visit, subjects completed a multi-stage submaximal arm exercise for evaluating their physiological fitness. The detail of testing protocols is explained in the following sections. Instrumentation. Metabolic system. The propulsion demand is reflected in oxygen consumption, VO2, during overground maneuvers. We continuously measure subjects' VO2 from expired gas using a portable VO2 measurement system, FitMate Pro, COSMD, Italy, and represent their aerobic metabolic by VO2 expressed in mL/min, middle.kilograms during the task. Then we average the last minute of steady-state oxygen consumption to represent the propulsion demand for the overground maneuver. We also used a metabolic system for evaluating physiological fitness by doing a multi-stage arm cycling exercise. I machine. Center of mass, kilograms. Rotational moment of inertia, is. And weight distribution, percent, were measured experimentally using a device called the I machine 16. Accelerometers. To measure overall friction, each participant's wheelchair was instrumented with a data logging system on both sides of drive wheels for measuring wheel rotation rate. The data logging system, MSR145, Swiss, features a solid-state, 3-axle accelerometer with a, plus minus sign, 1G range at its core with a 50 Hz sampling rate. Overground maneuver. The rotation points for the modified figure 8 course were marked in a straight line 1.9 meter apart, figure 1. Subjects were instructed to follow the straightaway paths, around 2 meters, to a rotation point and then perform a fixed wheel turn for 540 degrees. The use of a modified figure 8 maneuver requires that the operator change speeds and directions and overcome translational, rotational, and turning inertia as well as rolling resistance and tire scrub. 17. Subjects continually traveled the course for 5 minutes. A visible clock allowed subjects to maintain a consistent average speed, the target of which was 0.6 meters per second, a speed that reflects that of typical everyday mobility. 15. Figure 1. Overground maneuver. Data analysis statistics. To determine the combined effect of mechanical and physiological parameters, regression procedures, using weight distribution, percent, and physiological fitness, mL/min, bullet operator, kilograms, bullet operator, W, as independent variables, were used to predict the dependent variables, net propulsion effort, mL/min, middle dot, kilograms. Non-parametric Spearman correlations were furthermore used to understand the relationships among weight distribution and friction parameters, MS2. Net propulsion effort. This is a construct that best reflects the net cost of wheelchair propulsion. The measurement quantifies the energy efficiency of transporting a certain wheelchair to complete such work. The greater the effort of propulsion, the less efficient a wheelchair is, for it requires more energy effort to perform the same task. Since net metabolic effort reflects the actual value of propulsion effort by accounting for the resting metabolic loss during propulsion, we used the net propulsion effort as our dependent variable. The metabolic energy cost, VO2, of the wheelchair maneuver was measured in mL/min, middle dot, kilograms physiological fitness. To evaluate subjects' fitness by looking at their economy of arm movement, we asked subjects to perform the arm ergometer using 3 stages of fixed power output. Resting metabolic rate was measured for 5 minutes once the subjects have been sitting quietly for 10 minutes. During the arm exercise, a participant was seated so the axis of arm ergometry, Physio Trainer, Healthcare International, USA, is positioned level with the shoulder joint, positioned a distance from the arm ergometry, which allowed for a full arm extension during the crank rotation. 18. The multi-stage exercise activity commences with 10W power output with 10W increments to 30W maximum at 70 RPM. Each stage continues for 3 minutes followed by at least 1 minute of resting before progressing to the next stage. We chose this range because it reflects effort expended during typical wheelchair propulsion. 19. 3 data points of VO2 and reflected power output are used to build a linear regression line, R2, greater than or equal to 0.9. The slope of the line is used to represent individual fitness, ml min, bullet operator kilograms, bullet operator W while doing an arm activity. Figure 2 illustrates this data from two subjects. Subjects having a lesser fitness slope have better aerobic fitness than subjects having a steeper slope. Figure 2. Metabolic response in graded arm exercise. Weight distribution. By using iMachine, weight distribution was calculated based on the distance between the center of mass and rear axle. The value is represented as the percent loading on the drive wheels. Frictional parameters. A coast-down protocol was deployed to measure frictional energy loss during straight trajectories and fixed wheel turns. 20. Decelerations, MS2, recorded through accelerometers. 15. On both wheels were averaged to represent frictional parameters from each direction. Measurements from left and right turns were averaged to provide a single turning value. Post-processing of all deceleration values was fed into custom-made software, MATLAB 2013, MathWorks, USA. The detail of coast-down protocol and related data processing were published in Lin et al. 20 paper. Results. Table 1 shows the mechanical and frictional parameters of wheelchair systems and the physiological parameters of wheelchair users. Table 1. Descriptive statistics, mean, plus minus sign, SD, mechanical parameters, physiological parameters, system mass, kilograms, 102.3, plus minus sign, 20.1, net effort tile, ML min, bullet operator, kilograms, 7.1, plus minus sign, 1.9, rotational inertia, kilograms, bullet operator, M2, 5.5, plus minus sign, 2.2. Net effort carpet, ML min, bullet operator, kilograms, 9.5, plus minus sign, 2.3. Weight distribution, percent, 72.3, plus minus sign, 7.2. Physiological fitness. ML min, bullet operator, kilograms, bullet operator, W, 0.3, plus minus sign, 0.1. Frictional parameters, decelerations, tile surface, carpet surface straight, MS2, turn, MS2, straight, MS2, turn, MS2, 0.11, plus minus sign, 0.03, 0.14, plus minus sign, 0.04, 0.20, plus minus sign, 0.05, 0.28, plus minus sign, 0.03. The weight distribution of the wheelchair system and human physiological fitness were fed into the regression model to predict net propulsion effort on both terrains. Table 2. The values for R2, ranging from 0.45 to 0.57, indicated that a medium part of the variability in the dependent variables can be explained by the regression equations. From regression models on both terrains, only weight distribution contributes statistically significantly to the model, p less than 0.02. Figure 3 further demonstrated that weight distribution had a strong negative correlation with net propulsion effort on tile, Greek small letter gamma equals minus 0.66, p less than 0.01, and carpet, Greek small letter gamma equals minus 0.73, p less than 0.01. Table 2. Regression model for net propulsion effort, ML min, middle dot, kilograms, on tile and carpet surface independent variables, tile surface coefficient, unstandardized, standardized, B, SE, beta, sig, R2, constant, 20.33, 4.24, 0.000, 0.45. Weight distribution, percent, minus 17.22, 5.76, minus 0.65, 0.011. Physiological fitness, ML min, bullet operator, kilograms, bullet operator, W, minus 2.46, 4.52, minus 0.12, 0.596. Independent variables, carpet surface coefficient, unstandardized, standardized. B, SE, beta, sig. R2. Constant, 25.54, 4.47, 0.000, 0.57. Weight distribution, percent, minus 23.98, 6.08, minus 0.75, 0.002. Physiological fitness, ml min, bullet operator kilograms, bullet operator W, 4.51, 4.77, 0.18, 0.363. Weight distribution, percent loading on drive wheels, SE, standard error, SIG. Significance. According to the results from the zero-order non-parametric corrections, Spearman's row between weight distribution and frictional parameters, we found that loading on drive wheels had a significantly negative correlation with straight decelerations on carpet. Greek small letter gamma s equals minus 0.63, p less than 0.05, but significantly positive correlation with turning decelerations on tile. Greek small letter gamma s equals 0.73, p less than 0.01. Figure 3. The correlation between net propulsion effort and weight distribution on different terrains. Discussion. The results of the present study indicate that the weight distribution of the wheelchair system had a greater influence on propulsion effort than physiological fitness of the subject. Although the subject's injury type and level would influence their functional outcome, 21, our recruited subjects did not show a difficulty in completing the propulsion tasks. Two possible reasons are that 1. Our propulsion tasks, which simulate daily maneuvers, reflect moderate exercise intensity, and or 2. All subjects are full-time, active, and experienced manual wheelchair users. In either case, the performance of freewheeling maneuvers will be less influenced by physiological fitness than by propulsion skills and wheelchair configurations. Because there are many commercial designs and configurations of wheelchairs, this study measures system weight distribution as a systematic approach to quantify the mechanical properties of wheelchairs. 22. According to our regression models on both terrains, we found that subjects using wheelchairs with more loading on drive wheels tended to reduce propulsion effort. By looking into the correlation between weight distribution and decelerations, we further found that weight distribution influences the overall friction in both maneuver directions, but in a different manner. In detail, having a greater loading on the drive wheels, the wheelchair would increase deceleration and turning trajectory on a tile surface, but reduce deceleration in a straight trajectory on a carpet surface. The results are consistent with the Lin et al. Coast down study using ISO dummy with four wheelchair configurations. 20. In our overground maneuver, subjects need to decelerate wheelchairs in the turning portion, but accelerate wheelchairs in the straight line portion. Therefore, during freewheeling maneuvers, greater turning friction may be helpful for users to reduce their propulsion effect by facilitating deceleration, whereas lesser straight friction may be helpful for users to reduce their propulsion effect during acceleration. In clinical application, weight distribution can be adjusted through moving wheel axle positions or changing wheelchair frame types. 20. For example, moving the wheel axle positive and forward would increase loading on drive wheels. Conclusion. This study design provides a systematic approach to quantifying the mechanical properties of the wheelchair system. The multi-stage arm exercise also provides a valid and convenient approach to evaluate the aerobic fitness of wheelchair users. By designing a repeatable maneuver and node with representative acceleration, stops, and turns, for the first time this study provides a direct approach to understand the relative influence of wheelchair designs and human physiological fitness on overground maneuvers. Due to the limited sample size and injury types, our subjects may have a homogeneous characteristic of their functional capacity or wheelchair designs. In future studies, We will increase the variance of our recruitment and wheelchair configurations. Knowledge of how weight distribution and physiological fitness impact wheelchair over ground maneuvers is advantageous for clinicians and users when selecting or modifying a manual wheelchair. Acknowledgements. This work was completed as part of the Mobility RERC, which is funded by the National Institute on Disability, Independent Living and Rehabilitation Research of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under grant number 90RE5000-01-00. The opinions contained in this paper are those of the grantee and do not necessarily reflect those of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. References. 0. Van der Woude, L.H., et al. Manual Wheelchair Propulsion, Effects of Power Output on Physiology and Technique. Metzi Sports Excerpt, 1988. 21, p. 78. 2. Van der Woude, L.H., et al. Physiological Evaluation of a Newly Designed Lever Mechanism for Wheelchairs. J. Medang Technol, 1993. 17.6, p. 232-40. 3. Boninger, M.L., et al. Shoulder Magnetic Resonance Imaging Abnormalities, Wheelchair Propulsion, and Gender. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 2003. 84-11, p. 1615-1620. 4. Van der Woude, L.H., et al. Alternative Modes of Manual Wheelchair Ambulation, an Overview. M.J. Fies Med Rehabil, 2001. 8010, p. 765-77. 5. Van der Woude, L.H., et al. Physical Strain and Mechanical Efficiency in Hub Crank and Hand Rim Wheelchair Propulsion. J. Medang Technol, 1995. 19.4, p. 123-31. 6. Thacker, J. and K. Forayavi, Ride Comfort, in Wheelchair Mobility. 1991, University of Virginia Rehabilitation Engineering Center Annual Report. P. 2733. 7. Van der Woude, L.H., et al. Measurement of Wheelchair Rolling Resistance with a Handlebar Push Technique. J. Medang Technol, 2003. 27.6, p. 249-58. 8. Gordon, J., J.J. Kozlerich, and J.G. Thacker, tests of two new polyurethane foam wheelchair tires. J. Rehabil Rees Dev, 1989. 26.1, p. 33-46. 9. Kozlerich, J., Thacker, J.G., McLaurin, C., Wheelchair Tire Rolling Resistance Theory and Tests. 1985, University of Virginia Rehabilitation Engineering Center, Charlottesville, Virginia. 10. Sawatsky, B.J., I. Dennison, and W.O. Kim, Rolling. Rehab Management, 2002. 9, p. 36-39. 11. Cowan, R.E., et al. Impact of Surface Type, Wheelchair Weight, and Axle Position on Wheelchair Propulsion by Novice Older Adults. Archfies Med Rehabil 2009. 90, p. 1076-83. 12. Koldejar V., B.R., et al. The Effect of Seat Position on Wheelchair Propulsion Biomechanics. J. Rehabil Rees Dev, 2004. 41, 3b, p. 403-14. 13. Boninger, M.L., et al. Manual Wheelchair Push Rim Biomechanics and Axle Position. Archfies Med Rehabil, 2000. 81-5, p. 608-13. 14. Zwinkels, M., et al. exercise training programs to improve hand-rim wheelchair propulsion capacity, a systematic review. Clin Rehabil, 2014. 28.9, p. 847-61. 15. Solnenblum, S.E., Espriegel, and R.A. Lopez, Manual Wheelchair Use, Bouts of Mobility in Everyday Life. Rehabil Res Pract, 2012. 2012, p. 753-165. 16. Eicholtz, Amer, et al. Test Method for Empirically Determining Inertial Properties of Manual Wheelchairs. J. Rehabil Res Dev, 2012. 49.1, p. 5162. 17. Medola, F., et al. Partitioning Kinetic Energy During Freewheeling Wheelchair Maneuvers. IEEE Transneural Cyst Rehabil Eng, 2013. 18. Franklin, B.E., Exercise Testing, Training in Arm Ergometry. Sports Med, 1985. 22, p. 119. 19. Conger, S.A. and D.R. Bassett, A Compendium of Energy Costs of Physical Activities for Individuals Who Use Manual Wheelchairs. Adapt Phys Active Q, 2011. 28.4, p. 310-25. 20. Lin, J.T., M. Wong, and S. Spriegel, Evaluation of Wheelchair Resistive Forces During Straight and Turning Trajectories Across Different Wheelchair Configurations Using a Freewheeling Coast Down Test. J. Rehabil Res Dev, 2015. 52.7, p. 763-774. 21. Jensen, T.W., et al. Isometric Strength, Sprint Power, and Aerobic Power in Individuals with a Spinal Cord Injury. Metzi Sports Excerpt, 1993. 25.7, p. 863-70. 22. Spriegel, S. and M. Wong, Impact of Mass and Weight Distribution on Manual Wheelchair Propulsion Torque. Assist Technol, 2015. 27.4, p. 226-35.